1954, Jack and Pam Booth started the Ottawa Valley Square Dance Association, which included callers, club representatives, and dancers. And there were clubs, lots of clubs. There were callers that had their own dance halls. Jack Doobie, was a traditional square dance caller, turned modern, or learned modern, learned the fundamentals of the modern Western square dance and through information from Patty Shaw and others. But anyway, Jack had a very keen on the square dance movement, and talked about Cathcart somewhat, to recall. But Jack was picked by the because square dancing was rural, and Jack was picked to be the judge of a lot of the square dance competitions with the traditional human farmers. And so being part of that group was my introduction to square dancing as well. And Jack would teach modern, yet he was capable of judging traditional. And he would, in his critique to the junior farmers group and the caller, who my father happened to be one of, they traveled from fall fair around the country, and competed. Jack would normally be the judge, maybe some others of note. So he was the one that sort of brought everything together and started the association. So dance clubs had a place to meet and talk about what they wanted to do. So in 1958, there was a name change. Now this was when it was the Ottawa Valley Square Dance Association that incorporated everyone. And then in 1958, it had a name change again, and it was the Ottawa Square Dance Association, which still encompassed the callers and leaders and dancers and clubs, whole thing. And then it stayed from there in 68 for 11 years. And in 69, it was changed to OSARA, Ottawa Square and Round Dance Association. And when it was OSARA, there was, during the time it was OSARA, the callers separated from the OSARA group of dancers. The politics in clubs and between clubs and clubs and leaders became distant, and so the callers moved away, and there was really nothing to hold anybody together. And in 1979, of course, the association changed the name again to EOSAR, to incorporate Eastern Ontario Square Dance Association, Square Dance Association. And that's what it is so today. That all happened when a couple of village squares got involved with EOSAR, or with OSARA, and changed the name, and those people were So that was the change there. Anyway, this section of the Square Dance Organization began in 1959, and it was called the Ottawa Square Dance Callers, which was the group of callers there. Yeah. A name change was in store, and it became the Ottawa Valley Square Dance Callers. When we joined, and became the Ottawa Valley Square Dance Callers. Then when we joined in 74, Judy and I joined in 74, then it was called the Ottawa Square Dance Caller Teachers Association. And that's what we knew it was, the Caller Teachers, the Ottawa Caller Teachers. And somewhere along the lines, I can't remember when, and I have no documentation of when it became Honorary College Association. So it had two names, but the name now is the Honorary College Association.
I think that was Mel that thought of that.
Could have been Mel.
Because we dead here or something.
Yeah.
And
we were here.
And we were here, and yeah. We didn't really have an official, like, it was sort of wishy-washy.
Yeah.
And he started calling it the Honorary College Association, and it stuck.
And so.
That's what I remember anyway.
Right. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's sort of the history of the two organizations, and now we come to the wives. In the early years, many of the clubs were collar operated. Today we use the term collar run, but back in that time, they were collar operated clubs, where the collar couple basically guided the club, ran the club, but they had a couple of couples that would be their helpers. So Julie and I would start a club, and we'd recruit the Kinos, who were really, you know, they helped you with the equipment. You'll have them today, and you get those guys to come and do the coffee, and then they come and they do all the stuff. And
don't
and
get anyone
coffee. So that was the one kind of club. And then other clubs were executive run. So they had a caller that they hired, or whatever, and they had an executive. Many of these clubs that had an executive, they were executive-run clubs, and the caller was invited to the meeting for in an advisory capacity. They're supposed to know all this. There was one club that I know of, and I can't tell you the name, but I know the name, but they were owned and operated by one couple as a business. And this couple ran this club, they hired the caller, they paid the caller, and they rent the hall, and they ran that whole club. And that club was a good club. And then the callers, when those people, when Square Denton started to nosedive, then those people, I don't think, were alive, and it turned out being a sort of just an executive club. But that's how it started. Now, we come to this association. Was born out of the need for callers to keep in touch with each other to announce club and open dances as a means to avoid conflict with other club dances. And I believe the Angus and Catherine Morris were instrumental in the formation of this organization, which was a part of college teachers. Although I can't prove they were, I'm just telling you that they were.
Well, when we came on the scene, they were.
When we came on the scene, we were. There was, this is not easy. There was some competition. Not so much as today. I don't know whether there's competition. I don't feel competition. But in those times, there was competition. So. And in recent history, there was competition big time in Montreal, where Don Mosher had one group, Kevin Van Fleet had a group. If Don put on a dance on Saturday, November the 1st, Kevin put on a dance November the 1st, and so Kevin would tell his dancers, he'd come to my dance, and Don would tell his dancers, so there was a conflict. That went on here. So I went on here in this town, and I went on between the Petersons and the McMorrins. The McMorrins were heavy, and the McMorrins called people and said, I'm kind of minor. If you were on the in crowd, you went there. If you were on the out crowd, you went to Peterson, and then you were flat-hole, so to speak, pretty simple. So if you kept your own clean. And we were on the McMoran good side. All right, you were okay. But that's not in here. Anglican Catherine, or you're not Catherine. Anglican Catherine, don't put that in, because it's not to do with her. Anglican Catherine were very, very well respected. They came out of Montreal, they worked for someone, and they were part of Legacy. Legacy, I don't know if everybody knows Legacy. Legacy was an organization in the United States that tried to offer leadership and guidance to direct the square dance movement throughout North America. And there were many callers and leaders, people of wisdom in the square dance movement that organized and ran and held Legacy meetings, and you were part of that.
Yeah, we were chairman of it for
a couple
of
years. I don't know whether it's still going.
No, it's digressing, but the way it started was that Sam Burdick and a bunch of guys asked a bunch of other callers, and they were allowed to ask others, and so it built up that way. And then when these guys, then they had a lot of influence, like, you know, there was all the big shots really. But then when they passed on, there was nobody, it was then the dancers that were running it, and who took any notice of what the dancers said, right? So it kind of went downhill and fizzled out in the end.
But it really wasn't entirely.
But they did a lot of work though.
Yeah, they did. And they were fundamental in the start of cholera. Those guys, Legacy and the West Coast Callers were a big part of forming cholera. Anglican Catherine and Warren were on the first board of directors for cholera. They were invited to be the first board on the first board of directors. And that's true history. So anyway, that's some of the history of early history of the movement. At that time, this association met in the caller's home. If a caller had a home, and many of us did, a house where there was a place to dance, a rec room or a living room, then we would go to that person's house. That caller and his wife would be responsible for putting up the grub and coffee and tea, and we'd go there and discuss square dance. McMoran's, through their knowing of people in North America, callers particularly, came up with a way to bring in the music. Music was on 45s when I started. And had just gone from 78 to 45. But they would get shipments of records. They would bring the records to the meeting was once a month. And this would play each record, the instrumental side, and tell us who the band was on those records. And we would do three or four of those, listening to the music side. Then he would put on the call side, and we would get up and dance the three or four records to the call side. After we did that, there would be discussions at the end of the finger. We do the opener and the first finger of the same call. And if it was a particularly okay singer, it would go on and make notes. If it was bad choreography, or there were other sequence, or whatever, then that would be discussed. Then we go through three or four more and do the same thing, and with a tighter call, we listen to the tighter music and then we dance to the tighter figure. The story went on. Then we submit, you had to submit the numbers. They read all the numbers out, you submit the numbers that you want, give it to Catherine. If she had one record or two records, you got to take that record home. That was your record for the month. And you had to wait a month to get your music, not like, download it now. It was a month. So when you got a singing call, it had already been out for 2 months, because it was a month till you got it, and then a month till McMorris got it, and then a month till you got it.
So what was the 45 worth in those days?
About $3, $2 to $3, $2.50, I think, when I started, and with $3.
Sure, the quarter when I started.
$2.50 when I started.
Well, Amherst wasn't, I didn't have his tape service then. So, it continued on with our, this is meeting, this association. Here we go. We would discuss, at the business meeting, we would discuss choreography. We would discuss what happened within the Osiris. Understanding full well, McMorris sat up here as the king and queen of the Osiris. You didn't cross that line.
We used to have a rep from the Osiris come.
Yeah, they would come, a rep would come and sit and listen to what we did. And then we'd talk about the stuff going on in politics. It was the same as we talked about the website today. Things that were happening back then were all discussed at the college meeting. If there was choreography, I remember it well, there was slide to a line, circle to a line. So head lead right, circle to a line. And what would happen is when the guy man got in the middle, he would go like this, and he ended up in the line four, which was slide to a line. Well, that was about a 2 hour discussion. Why broadcasters shouldn't call that, and why you go circle to a line, and then all the other ways that you had to keep circle to a line going. Circle to a line. Circle, be right. Circle, three quarters. Oh, now you can't fly across because you wait. You know, you say, head lead right, circle, three quarters. Well, they already flew into a line, and they were a place any time. Anyway, that's going on at the college.
And that was what, 40 years ago?
Still
going on.
Still goes on.
We used to have really good discussions. Every wife went too. Everybody's partner was always there every month. We had some really good discussions.
There was lots of. And of course, my own personal view was, I was brand new. So I just hung on every word they said. Like it was, man, this is just gospel. These guys didn't know what. They were, you know, they wouldn't use you. We just hung on every word they said and did everything right. And anyway, this one is too far away from this. So, the other things that happened with this association, that if you were on the inside, you got invited to go to dances where out of town professional callers, American callers, like Flippo, Franklin, Von Parrish, Cal Mold, Jay Taylor, Bruce Williams, you get invited because you just couldn't go. Clubs were 30, 40 squares, and you just couldn't go. You had to get invited. So you got invited. So this guy would come in, and he'd teach, I don't know, spinning. Oh, man! So you were on. In the window, and you'd be working on that, so you could go to your dance, teach your dance. But if you didn't get to go to the dance, then you didn't get that information. So now you were a dummy caller, you didn't know us. You didn't. So you were just a place. I'm going on a little bit.
What's wrong with that?
I think it's important that, especially the newer callers, understand that this just didn't all grow like a tree in the bush. There's a whole lot of popping and cutting and slashing and grinding and kicking.
There was no catering to new callers and callers.
There was no. I'll get that. If you didn't get to go to a dance, you didn't get invited by Anderson Catherine to go to dance, or you didn't get invited to go by theater kids, to go and dance to Long Parish or whoever they brought in, then you'd be left out in the cold. And you wouldn't stand a chance. And they would sort of not fence you out, but you know another way. Okay?
It wasn't that bad.
But the powers would, you'd be calling yourself. Remember this, like it was yesterday. I was calling for the blue scooter. So you were going to do this. And I'm just calling away and just having a great time with them. And I look around, and who's standing in the doorway? But Anderson's back. Well, I tell you, we're going to go. So they came and they danced, and he did not call. He never asked to call. I asked him if he wanted to call. Yeah, he didn't call. And luckily, they really liked Judy Stoll. Other than that, the only way you got information was through sets and orders, which Bob Osgood ran. And American Students Newsletter magazine, which was Sandberg's magazine. John is very familiar with Sandberg and worked with him in public schools and business. There was an old service built, and old services started. Bill Peters had one called Coral Breakdown, and Jack Lashley had one. Earl Johnson, Al Bundage, and Bruce Williams had one called Moving Notes, and Cook was involved in that. So there was no services that you could get. And then they quit. Jack died, and I don't know what happened to the no services. But we came up with Tamination, and Colorado started growing. So Colorado was doing really good. The year I went to Colorado, I wasn't going to Colorado, by the way. I went to Colorado in, I think it was 75 or 78, something like that. And there was, I think about almost 2,000 colleges in Colorado. And these were like names that I had. Marvin Watson. And all these people. Anyway, they were great, great colleges and understood choreography, which was 10 weeks to graduate. They had 10 weeks to graduate. But you only went to Swindon, so it wasn't a big deal. And we were all younger, and so were the dancers. So get back to this association. This is the wrong. You couldn't understand all this when we go back to where we are today. So today we have websites, and we have Colorado, which is a great source of information on these websites, Tamination, all these great, great sources. The books are still there. If you have an old service, those notes are still viable. They're still useful. I use them today. I still use them in all services that I have collected. There's always something to read through, and there's always something that isn't needed. And time moved on. We didn't do the records anymore, and we didn't do no services. So it has evolved to where we are today, and which is still a great organization. Group friendly people, friendly callers. And I mentioned before about competition. I don't feel there's competition. I don't feel competition. I hope you don't feel competition. Competition is not a good thing. I don't like in competition to be in to be inferior or be incompetent, because you're not sure what to do, so you try to do something that can do better than somebody else. And really, Square Dance Colony is about doing the best you can do for the people that you're calling to. Not what you can do for yourself, not for the money you make, because if you're in it for the money, you're going to starve. but it's what you can do for the people. And you have to remember that the more experience you get, the easier it is, if you follow the right path, the easier it is for you to create the choreography, to give the dancers a good time. And I'm not going to do a workshop, I'm not going to do a workshop. Anyway, that's the history of the association, as far as my recollection. I have, with the help of Keith Waters, done some names up. There were members of this association. Ken and Noni Ashmore, Jack Batta, Shorty Bourne. I bought Shorty Bourne's new one, 75 new ones, weighed 75 pounds. And two speakers that weighed 175 each. Pat and Joe Borta, Bob and Barbara Cathcart. You were going to say Gail, but that was before Gail was married. Gillian Award, Bob does the recipient of the Deco Deck, the name Deco Deck. Deco was credited with starting modern square dancing. He was a friend of McMorris. Chuck and Monty Fleming, they were here. They were part of one room here. George Foote, Ernie Grigsby, Bert and June Harvey, Cam Hetherington. Cam is the guy that Keith Waters. Chuck and Margaret Heller, Don and Janet Holmes from Winchester. You might remember Don and Janet. They were instrumental in the Country Cousins and the Randall Browns. Holyoke, Frank and Elsie Holyoke.
Don still calls the old fashioned for dancing.
Really?
He's a brother of Doug.
No,
he's not.
No, he's not. Doug the caller?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Yeah?
No, he's not. Sorry.
Ah, cousin.
You're not a brother. They're all related. They're all inbred. They all look alike. They act like hell. They don't want to.
It's all right. I'll cut that out of the audio.
Doug Holmes is the son of Robert and Margaret Holmes from Winchester. Don Holmes was another family. Their cousins. Ross Hooper, Ross and Margaret Hooper, you remember them? Keith and Joan Hubbard, of course. Bill and Hazel Judge, they're also filling awards. Hooper's were filling awards.
Bill's still calling him.
Who?
Bill's still calling him.
He could be, he goes down to Brownsville, Texas, and he might mess around down there. Alan Phillips Ullman, you guys from down in the Seaway, you remember him?
That's who taught me.
Sorry?
That's who taught me.
Yeah?
No.
Harbor Lights. He's called Harbor Lights.
Yep. And Harbor Lights, Stars of Island Swingers, and Octopus.
John and Sheila Maxwell. Glenn and Esther Maynard. Glenn and Esther were up here. They were good callers. Doug and Sheridan Holmes from Cornwall. Angus and Kathy McMorrin, Trillium Award, Board of Governors for Colorado, members of Roger Morrow, I think he's retired. Dave Murray had a club in Richmond. Merv Murphy, the Petersons, Bill and Harry, Reg Pollard. Reg was from down on the field or someplace, remember him? Bob Potter, Cliff Quint, Cliff and Joy Quint, Don Shirley Reed from Campo, Ivan Roof, Jack Smith, Tom and Joanne Spratt, Al Zurich, Mike and Mary Turner, Bob Washington, Mel Wilkerson, Art and Isabel Wilson, Ian and Martin Wilson, and Gary and Mary Ann Young. So there's 42 callers that I come up with reflexively that were part of this organization at one time or another. Clubs that no longer exist that I could recall. Adam's Atlas, which was a team club. Called it Atlas. 2x4s. The club in Rockaway, the Mumbai Harris. Beacon Air Squares, Mumbai Peters. Beaver 8, the Peters. Beach Arts, Van Meen. Blackburn Landers, Mumbai Peters. Bytown Square, Bill Judge, later taken over by Mel Ward. Capital A's, Bob Tacker. Capital Steppers, Bob Tacker. Centennial Cross Towners, Peters. Circle A's, Van Meen. Confusion Square, Mormon. Corners and Bells, Peterson. Country Cousins, Holmes, Don Holmes, then Bell Judge, and then Graham. Dippin' Dye, from Tom Spratt. Gay Lords, later became the Laurentian Squares, and there was done by the Holy Ones. Little Beavers. That was Peterson. Queenswood Heights, I forget what the name was, Peterson. Richmond had a club, Dave Murray called them that. Sacheters, I know I didn't call them. Spinning Spurs, with Ashmont. And Pete told me this, Ashmore, he was a traveling salesman, and he got George Foote to call when he was on the road. So George Foote stole the stuff. And it turned into Spinning Spurs, which was the Spinning Spurs on Thursday night and Milky Water Club. And then Bill Judge called for them, Bob Cathcart, and Keith Walker for Spinning Spurs. Spin Chambers, Mike Turner, Smith Ball, Matthew Squares, Ernie Grigsby, and eventually Bob Cathcart, so was Peter Rashomon. Chargers, Morns, Stetson, Strutters, Big Club, I can't remember who called for them. Team Toilers was Mike and Mary Turner, Country Cousins, Town Country Kickers, Jeff Tart and Don Crawford, Triangle Squares, Gary Young, Valley Wheelers, Ben Maynard, Village Scooters, Paul Adams, Water Wheels, Keith Waters, and Woody Birds, Bob Pollard.
And there was Dulcie Lamont with Bob Cathcart.
And Dulcie Lamont with Bob Cathcart. This is the one that I could remember.
What is the name of the Dewey Club that
Did I not have any?
No, I called them for the
call. Yeah. Five yeah. Minutes square.
Yeah. It's about the square, too. They're all at the folder.
Why can't work out of one? Why can't square?
How could be folders? How could be the legal type?
Yeah. See, I didn't know all of
that. Found about a corner of the Rockwell Ford, and then they became a good time square, which is former.
And there was Tony out of Wanderers down there, too. So, great.
I was quitting.
So that was, that's the history of this, organization, whether it's just the Callers Association, I've gone beyond the Callers Association as you know it, but it's hard to just keep it to what we do here now and how long we've done it, because it is all encompassing everything. It is all in. Some of us are still here, we've been here. I remember when Andy started, I remember when John first came into town, first time I saw John Carmen was at Great Cup Dance. At the Mention High School, Glenn Maynard was putting on dance with Valley Raiders, and they said he was this fine young man from the Peterborough, and he was on time. And that was my first introduction to that.
I think I met you before that in
yes,
COVID.
Yes, before in COVID. I didn't know who you were, and yeah. I knew you didn't care much for yourself.
If I remember right, you went because I was going square up there, and then there was a group. Something called Mainstream afterwards, and you, there was a band called Mainstream was playing whatever the thing was. And I think you turned up thinking that the Mainstream was dancing or something like that.
We were in the park with Shauna, she was down there competing in Highland dancing.
Yeah.
I remember I spoke to your wife at that time. I wasn't acting, you were doing a demo or
something like that. I don't even remember what it was now, but
that
was, I think you remember. That was
long before you came.
Oh, yeah.
I joined in 86, I joined. I started calling for Calvin Northfield Station.
Ian would have called Patrick, and he would call four times through the figure of a singing call to a Patrick record. And then he would put on the singing call and do it four more times.
Good dialogue, I do.
But you know, back then, Colin was, and John was tested, it was different than what we do today. It was, everything had a little rhyme to it, had a little recitation. One and three, lead to the right and circle up four in the broad daylight, and you break them on up, make a line of four. Up in the middle and the back once more, and a right on that through, and across the floor, and da 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 da, and it went on and on. So your timing became kind of good because that's what you did. Today, it's more a matter of fact. All matter of fact. Judge Porter, God. Yeah, so it's come. But for those of us who are lucky enough to have learned that part of how it went together, what an education that you, some of you guys that weren't there, will never ever get. And your timing, you have to be on time. And when people would come to visit college, other college would come to visit the club, they came with the idea that they wanted to see how you do it, not how.
The first good part of your timing was when you didn't back then. But you know, that's what I thought, Bill. Still, because that's my timing.
That was all these words were in, Bill words were all in for the get good timing. You used to say something like, heavily right and took it up forward, spin a line, spin a line, forward, up, and back, and rip, pass through with a wheel and nail. Some people still do that. And when I hear that, I think, oh, that's
4 years old.
But you know, there's nothing wrong with those calls. This year, I started using Red Hot. Red Hot comes from back when Jesus was calling. That was before he was 30. And, you know, it was Red Hot. You want to do an anthem? Red Hot, we call for an anthem.
Did you ever get a Dick Lester from Bill Adams?
With who?
Dick Lester from Bill Adams?
Dick Lester, yes.
Boy, he was a great caller.
I was the first open dance he went to.
Yeah. He was a great caller. And I only call him Basic.
Yes.
He still.
But the thing with these guys that I learned early was there's only one Dick Lester.
Yeah.
There's only one Earl Jones. Yeah. There's only one Al Bundy. You can't be like those guys. You've got to be like you.
He plays the guitar, holding his thumb, and if you get a grand square to 16 beats, he gets that record off it. He makes you get those 13 beats. And you have 30, 40 squares in the hall.
So, anyway, that's my little presentation.
Well, thank you very much. Excellent.
I will follow you. Remember that. Fanny was never in here. Fanny Hummel wasn't here. He was from Kingston.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, my memory's not all that bad.